love that. But it is Friday morning. It is Big Show Friday. That means for the first time this week, we check in with Joe Smith. He's calling us. Joe, are you there?
I am calling you for the first time, but the fourth time this week.
Hello,
Charles.
Hello, yeah. Joe. Welcome back from the Big Apple.
Yeah, well, it's big, all right.
Yeah, no question.
Glad to be home, though.
Yep.
Very nice holiday seasonal feel there in New York City.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The lights are bright in the big city, no question.
Well, don't worry. You'll be back 2 days after Christmas to see the 12 Days of Christmas, how that works out down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Georgetown, next one.
Yeah. Glass always tells me where I'm going.
Yeah, he has the itinerary. Yeah.
And then I double check it with Chuck because everything has to go through Chuck.
I've already heard two Big Ten road trips back to back. So
yes, that's a very difficult.
We'll cross that
start.
Bridge when we get to it.
So that is Georgetown on December 27th, in Lincoln the 31st, in East Lansing the 5th.
Uh-huh. So three straight road games then.
I don't know if they. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's three good opponents as well. So that's what you'll get in your stocking, Joe, frequent flyer
Thank
miles.
You. Yeah.
But we've got a home game tonight, last Friday, opened hour 2014-15, the 66th year of high school hoops. We open with two of our three county schools as Edgewood and North played a very good first half, and then North put the pedal to the metal in half number two. This week, we welcome South to the program as they take on a very good opponent as well, the number two ranked Southport Cardinals. I know, Joe, you've had plenty of Cardinals this week, and you're going to get a little more Redbird on the platter tonight.
Yeah, we have all three of our Monroe County quintets looking to improve on its early season success. North Edgewood and South, a combined 7-2, hitting the Friday night hardwoods, and certainly an early signature game tonight as former longtime JR assistant Kyle Simpson brings in his second ranked Southport Cardinals to the home court, much like the U of L Cards that we saw live on Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden, a high school outfit that can score from crashing the boards in their defense, buoyed by two of the state's best, and both are underclassmen in 6'10 junior center Joey Brunk and 6'3 sophomore forward Paul Scruggs. Pike transfer Malik Bennett, a veteran senior guard, is averaging 22 a game after two. Scruggs has a 12-point, 12-rebound double after two games, and Brunk is almost there. He's averaging 12.5 and 7.5 rebounds. Panthers will have to stop transition tonight, take care of the ball, keep them off the offensive boards. Junior guard Tanner Blackwell and veteran senior guard Johnny Jager dialed in last week to the tune of 62 points combined between them, and they're certainly the catalyst tonight in South's half-court passing game. Make them play D. That's been the theme in JR's practice this week, and patience, not only a virtue, but it'll be a vital key tonight as they look at a team that plays a lot like JR's, as you can imagine, with Kyle's knowledge of how to play the game defensively with Southport's pressure. Chalk Talk at 7 with J.R. Holmes. John Callahan joins me for the tip at 7:30 from the Holmes Court against the defending Conference Indiana champions. And this is opening night in the league. 8th-ranked North hosts Perry Meridian. Andy Hodson's maroon and gold looking for a 4-0 getaway. North's 43-point defensive yield after 3. That's the best among the Conference Indiana teams. Tip-off will be at 7:30 on the McKinney Court. We'll toss it at 8 o'clock down at the Hatchet House in Davies County in Washington. Dave Mahurin's 2-1 Edgewood Mustangs, Cole Craddock and Austin Renard, have 25 combined threes after three games, nearly 66% from the line. And much like the city schools, all three have back-to-back games this weekend. Edgewood will host unbeaten Bloomfield in the Mustang Corral on Saturday night. South has a road trip to Decatur Central, and North will travel down to the Pocket City to take on Evansville Wright Saturday night. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk tonight following our Southport game. On the girls' beat at Ophir Thursday night in some ugly numbers this morning. North-South Edgewood, all losers. The Mustangs were blanked in the third quarter at 13th-ranked Mooresville. They lost 59-14. 4th-ranked Center Grove forced 16th-ranked South into 31 turnovers Thursday night in a 74-46 romp, and North trailed 17-1 after the first quarter, losing at Franklin 63-29. Meanwhile, in the pool, Senior Michael Gossett's record-breaking week continued. He reset his own school record in the 500 free last night, lowering it to 505.3. Also swam legs on two relay teams. Meanwhile, sophomore Carly Bland had her stamp on four event wins as Edgewood swept rival Owen Valley Thursday night in the Mustang Pool. Hungry for breakfast tomorrow, the Cougar football fundraiser will be held to support the 12th Man Club from 8 until 11 tomorrow. Breakfast only $7. It'll be over at the American Legion on West 3rd Street.
And a busy, busy weekend on the hardwood. Continues doubleheaders all over the place this week. That's the good news. And again, tonight, South and Southport.
It's really scary. I got working on it after I got back, and you know, of course, we've got a dose of everything that I talked about even yesterday with JR, and he was mentioning similarities at two different levels with how these teams, how talented these two Cardinal teams are. We saw Louisville, of course, and now we see Southport, and big inside. They crash the boards. They play defense, you know, and they're very talented. So it's scary how the two scouting reports were so similar, Glass. The one we talked about Tuesday morning from New York and the one we're kind of talking about today ahead of this high school game.
And last night here on the airways, Joe, as I told you yesterday morning, the two words that were going to be involved with last night's football game, the under, 12-6, the first NFL game in 2 years without a touchdown.
Is that right?
12-6, the final score from the Edward Jones Dome. Bruce Arians with his third-string quarterback. This guy keeps pulling rabbits out of the hat. You saw what he did with Andrew Luck's first year when Chuck Pagano was diagnosed with leukemia. He's got the best record in football. The Cardinals moved to 11-3, the top record as of right now, because Green Bay is 10-3. They're the only team with three losses in the NFC. We'll have Colts action for you on Sunday. They look to clinch the South. They have Houston at home, and if Indianapolis wins that, they will be AFC South champs again, so that's exciting. Pacers are north of the border tonight. Listen to this weekend schedule, Joe. They take on Toronto tonight.
Right.
Toronto's 16-6, number one in the East. Tomorrow night, they play Portland, 17-5, who is number three in the West.
Yeah.
That was after taking on number five Clippers on Wednesday, who were five in the West. So the Pacers, losing streak. They're going to have a big win to fight themselves out of that. And IU basketball will get going 5 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll do more on that coming back at 8:45. We'll talk about Tevin Coleman and all the fun stuff that goes along with that
Yeah, it was nice seeing Tevin was dressed to the nines, and it was setting last night on the boardwalk there in Walt Disney World in Atlanta, or in Orlando, and came up a little short in the Doak Walker, but
no, he didn't. Melvin Gordon had more.
Well,
yeah. That was it.
Well, the night we walked, Jeff Keg and I walked out of Rutgers shortly after Gordon had put those 400 yards together against Nebraska. That was pretty much going to be it as
that
far as
took care of it
as the Doak Walker. But yeah, Gordon won it. But Tevin, with the disappointments in New York and Orlando, certainly I think would fuel the fire to make sure he can slip on that number six next year.
No disappointments in any of that.
There is no disappointment.
It was a great year.
Great year on the gridiron, but disappointment in the fact that
he picked the wrong year.
It's
unlucky.
There you go.
Antoine was unlucky. Anthony Thompson was unlucky. And Coleman's unlucky.
So,
nothing to do with performance base. It had to do with the stars and how it was written. So,
Devin will be honored again tonight at our banquet at Hanke Hall of Champions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well. All right, Joe, we'll get caught up at 8:45. We'll dive in a little deeper and get ready for the weekend.
See you then.
Sun's out. Fog trying to burn off inside and outside the studio.
A little slower on the inside.
Big show Friday. I got too much sleep last night. It's awful.
I feel like that's not possible, but I know what you're saying. I know what you mean.
My brain is rested. The rest of me is restless. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Joe Smith will fix all our problems, though. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Julie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Glad your shopping's coming along.
I know. It is. I'm getting there.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm glad our long-distance bill is coming along. It's over.
Yeah, it's over for at least a while.
Yeah, a couple weeks here before you head back to the city that never sleeps. But we're here to talk about Hoosiers in town this Saturday, Joe. It's Dan Marley. It's the Grand Canyon Antelopes in another smash-and-grab cash game for our visitors. Savannah State picked up a nice check last time they were here. And the last three games, Joe, Savannah State, Louisville, Grand Canyon. We've seen kind of both ends of the spectrum. Grand Canyon, I think, will fit right in the middle of all of that. But Indiana, heading into finals week, needs a little wound liquor after Tuesday night.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the Hoosiers bounce back after the loss the other night to Louisville as former Phoenix Sun star Dan Marley brings his Grand Canyon Antelopes into the hall Saturday at 5. Just the second D1 season for the Lopes. They're picked to finish third in the WAC this year. They're currently 4-5, have a pretty good senior guard in Jerome Garrison. He's a preseason first-team all-conference pick. And then some height inside and 6'9 senior forward Daniel Alexander. He's a Texas A&M transfer and a second-team WAC pick this year. Rebounding certainly has been the focus since the squad returned from the Big Apple on Wednesday afternoon, and we underline rebounding positioning, which wasn't a factor at all against Louisville the other night. The Hoosiers certainly have some things to work on, but prior to finals next week, this one should result in win number 8. Terry Morin's 8-1 Hoosier women play at Wisconsin-Milwaukee Sunday at 2 o'clock. 26 seniors, Walter Camp first-team All-American running back Tevin Coleman, and the old Oaken Bucket in the spotlight tonight is Kevin Wilson's Hoosiers to have its night in a banquet setting at the Hankey Hall of Champions. Tevin was in Orlando last night receiving the Walter Camp Football Foundation first-team honor, the first first-team All-American since Antoine Randall L. was picked back in 2001. Unfortunately, Coleman lost his bid for the Doak Walker Award. That was among three quality running backs from the Big Ten, given annually, of course, to the nation's top running back. That honor last night went to Wisconsin's Melvin Gordon. Stay for his senior year or opt for the NFL? Well, that's a decision we hear that could be made as early as next week for Tevin Coleman. Ron Helmer's Trackster is returning 5 All-Americans from last year, opening up the indoor season tonight at Gladstone Fieldhouse, the Hoosier Open. A memorable year it was a year ago, 45 times in marks in the top 10 in program history that were set. The 5,000-meter invitational races will be the highlight of the meet tonight at Gladstone, with the women's race at 8:30, followed by the men. Big Ten wrestling on the road for Dwayne Goldman's crew. They're up at Wisconsin tonight. They'll have a home duel Saturday morning, starting at 10 at UGym with SIU Edwardsville and then Manchester College. And elsewhere on the sports beat, we have tonight, of course, high school basketball. Conference Indiana openers, 8th-ranked North will welcome in Perry Meridian and, of course, 2nd-ranked Southport at the home score tonight to take on the Panthers of JR. Our broadcast game, 7 o'clock, Chalk Talk. John Callahan joins me for the tip at 7:30. Edgewood plays down at Washington tonight looking for its third win of the year, and that action will start at 8 o'clock. Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk after our Southport game tonight. In girls basketball, it was an 0-for night last night for our girls. North-South Edgewood, all losers. 13th-ranked Mooresville beat up on Edgewood 59-14, 4th-ranked Center Grove forced 16th-ranked South into 31 turnovers in a 74-46 romp, and North trailed 17-1, couldn't get on track at Franklin last night, losing 63-29. Don't forget the big football fundraiser for Scott Bless's Cougar program. The 12th Man's Club will reap the benefits from the breakfast tomorrow at 7 o'clock. They'll start serving at 8 a.m. over at the American Legion on West 3rd Street.
And a busy, busy night. Week number 2 of our high school hoops calendar. 13 games. We'll play the second one tonight, Joe, and everybody will have a turn in the first 2 weeks as Edgewood and North played last week. So the Conference Indiana opener, exciting times. The Pacers are in action tonight. They head north of the border to take on Toronto. Toronto with the best record in the East. The Pacers get no love as they come back on Saturday at Bankers Life Fieldhouse to take on the third best team in the West, which is Portland. They're just 17-5, so they're brutal. 4-game road trip turned into a brutal 2-game out of 3 homestand, and then their other game was, well, just against the best team in the East. So the Pacers trying to put it all together, and it'll be interesting to see how Frank Vogel shakes it up. The return of the starters has not helped anything. The bench is playing great, but The NBA is a results-driven business, Joe. They're not too worried about how close they were. They need to win some ball games. We had a defensive struggle last night on the airwaves, Arizona in St. Louis. How good's Bruce Arians? This guy gets no credit. None.
You're right.
He's playing a third-string quarterback in the fourth quarter last night because Drew Stanton, their backup quarterback who started the game after Carson Palmer tore his knee out 2 weeks ago, the quarterbacks are dropping like fire. They're the best record in football.
Yeah.
They do it on the road last night. St. Louis had shut out the previous two opponents. The St. Louis Rams didn't give up a touchdown last night, lost the game 12-6. There wasn't a touchdown scored. First time in 2 years that's happened in the NFL. And Arians, 11-3, best record in the NFC.
Those Cardinals aren't bad. We've had a Cardinal week.
It's all Cardinals, and their defense is really good. And they're missing guys on their defense. Yep. How they keep doing this is unbelievable. So fun stuff there. We got the Colts for you on Sunday. Joe, they'll raise the AFC South banner after they beat Houston on the airwaves. Noon pregame, 1 o'clock kick. Bob Lamy and the gang, the Colts Veteran Radio Network. Your exclusive home for Colts football here in Monroe County, and we're going to have a quiet week next week, as we mentioned, on the IU beat as finals week happens. So Monday morning, we'll get caught up on Grand Canyon, how that went, and the women. They've got a Sunday game, is that correct, in Milwaukee?
Uh-huh.
So we'll have plenty to do on Monday morning, plus the high school scoreboard as well.
We'll be here to wrap her up.